prayer, either by word of mouth or
uplifting.
Sister Carol. Amen. Sister Carol said, remember her family, her neighborhood, and her extended family. Yeah. Other requests. Brother Jackson. Brother Jackson said, remember him and also his family members. Brother Javier. Amen. Amen. We remember Brother Javier's request for his mother, who she's under stress because she has to work so much. She doesn't have time to rest. So we'll remember her. We'll remember her in soul, body, mind, and spirit. Amen. Thank you, Brother Javier, for that request.
For Brother Tony, one of Brother Tony's cousins, some hospital setting. She has had her like COVID shot or anything, but she was saying that quite a few have died, nurses and worker volunteers, and she's just, it's a very scary situation, she said. So remember them in prayer. Likewise, remember Sister Fluellen. Remember my cousin Sylvia. Thank you for your prayers for her. Remember my oldest brother Pierre, and there was another request that escaped my mind, but God knows.
God knows.
Remember in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Sister Smith?
I just want to say thank you for your prayer. Continue to pray for me. I'd like to continue to pray for you. I've no problem getting back home in the evening to my work, but God is doing all things and continuing to love myself, my daughter, my friend.
Amen. Sister Smith is giving God the glory for blessing her, and she didn't have any problem getting to work or getting back home. And so we bless, remember her, her children, her child, and her grandchildren as well, and the children of the world.
Also remember Brother Tony's niece. She's special needs, and Lord has blessed. We've been doing pretty good with, you know, during the COVID, but just remember her much in prayer, and remember those online. Brother Bill, especially remember.
Amen.
And Sister Melita, let's not forget her.
Yes, yes. Brother Bill, Sister Melita, those online. And Brother Tony's niece. Brother Byron.
Continue to remember my family. Remember my wife in a special way. Likewise, remember children. And continue your prayers. Unseen dangers. I went through a little something. But I was on the road and I heard this pop, pop, pop. I was coming back in the big truck from Zanesville, and I just got this degree at the Children's Hospital coming in from the west. And a car went around me this way, and a car went around me this way, and cut across. Well, I heard all the popping. I thought they were backfiring. Then I realized somebody was shooting a gun.
Oh, my.
And you can see it going all the way down the freeway. And I mean, it was like 100-some miles an hour, but they were just, the car in the front was just, and the car behind it was just shooting it. And then the time I got down there, other cars had pulled over, and people were sitting in their cars doing like this, you know, because they realized what had happened.
Yes.
And I mean, and they just moved right into downtown so quickly.
My Lord, my Lord.
So then I got to the location where I didn't walk around the bullet holes, because I know people were possibly doing
yes.
Maybe even got dinged. And, but there were none, but I just thank the Lord.
Yes.
I realized it wasn't backfire, but it was gunshot.
Yes.
So much stronger. So it was a heavy manual type gun. Mm. It was just, you know, and they were just.
My Lord.
Well, thank the Lord.
My God.
Lord.
Yes.
You never
know.
No. Fairly
time. Yes. Amen. Amen. God bless you, brother. Yeah, and as you said that, I brought to my mind, I was reading, and I don't know if it was sometime last week, on I-270, I guess between 71 North and 315, they said the police were called to what they thought was the site of an accident. There were cars pulled over the side of the road, and they thought it was an accident. And it turned out that the two people in the car had been shot. and we're off the side of the road. And so, as you say, you get on the freeway, realizing we're in the Lord's hands, but things are happening daily. So, amen. Thank God for His protection on you. Amen.
I was just going to say, remember me, likewise, I go in tomorrow for just a dental cleaning, and I can't remember my household. Remember me, I'm trying to get used to some new glasses, and things are just kind of jumping everywhere, but I'm just trusting in the Lord. And also, I thank the Lord, too, as Brother Byrene said, mine wasn't gunfire, but it was just flying down the freeway. I was in the fast lane and was moving by another vehicle, but a car had just come up so quickly. If I just picked up Joby from the airport, and it was there, and it was in the side lane trying to squeeze in between myself and the car in the front, and there wasn't enough room, and the Spirit of the Lord just had me speed up so he couldn't get over. I mean, they're just flying down the freeway, and the officer have said, it was on the news, that people are now doing 80, 70, 80, 90 mile an hour because there's not a whole lot of people on the freeway. These are not speedways. Mm. These are still freeways where other people are driving the speed limit. I mean, they come up on you so quick, you just all of a sudden hear the engine, and when you look up, it's there. I just thank God I was able to block him from trying to get in front of me, because he would have clipped me, and no doubt we may have flipped over the berm into the oncoming traffic. But I just thank the Lord, and I thank God that I was looking and paying attention. I normally am, but, you know, sometimes things come up on you quickly. But I just thank God he wasn't able to squeeze through us, between us, and get by. I just sped up a little bit so he couldn't get in there. There was a vehicle behind me. They sped up, didn't let him in. And I moved over, and he went on. Oh, he got between us or something. But I just thank God. Just remember us all. Because the people are, they're really out there. They're rolling pretty quick.
Yes.
I mean, 65 is fast. But, you know, when you get to going 70 and 80, and they're rolling.
Yes. Amen. David said, there's but a step between me and death.
Yes.
And so it behooves us to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Right now, old or young. Any other requests? All general requests. Amen. We all can see that we're all at the mercy of the Lord.
Amen.
All of us at the mercy of God. After the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord. We'll ask if Brother Jackson, if he would take us to the throne of grace.
Amen.
And there's one who has a special need. The altar is here. The Lord is here.
Amen. Shall we turn to 502 in the worship of the Lord? 502 in the worship of the Lord, sitting at the feet of Jesus. 502 in the worship of the Lord. 502.
Sitting at the feet of Jesus. Oh, what words I hear him say. Happy place so near, so precious. May it find me there each day. Sitting at the feet of Jesus.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Father, truly we thank you for this opportunity that you've given us. Thank you once more, dear Heavenly Father, that we can come before you in prayer and in thanksgiving. Praising your dear holy name, dear Heavenly Father, for everything that you've done for us and what you're going to do. Lord, we thank you for your shield of protection around us, dear Heavenly Father. In thy word it says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run it to it and is safe. So Lord, we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for how you have daily loaded us with benefits, your shield of protection around us against this virus, dear Heavenly Father. Although we live, we hear people outside catching this virus, we thank you, Father, for what you've done for us. How you've given us understanding and wisdom how to take care of ourselves, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, as we see this year coming to an end, we ask that you have mercy and your grace be upon us, dear Heavenly Father, to enter into this new year if it's your will. Lord, I ask that you remember each and every prayer request that has been spoken today. Remember the prayer request of Sister Carol, dear Heavenly Father, her family and herself, Father, and I ask, dear Heavenly Father, as the seasons progress into the hearts of the winter, dear Heavenly Father, and the ice, the wind, the snow, the sleet, the darkness, the black ice, Lord, that you keep us from hurts, harms, and dangers, those unseen dangers, dear Heavenly Father, that come upon us. Thank you, Father, for blessing Brother Byron, dear Heavenly Father, and his travels, dear Heavenly Father. Help us, dear Heavenly Father, to have patience for one another and mankind as a whole. And Lord, it's best to get to their destination, not get there at all. And the road rage that's going on, dear Heavenly Father, I've had experience that that's one reason why I chose not to continue to drive, dear Heavenly Father, anymore, to give my license up because of that, that I see those conditions. And Lord, continue to bless us and protect us. Bless our going out and our coming in, dear Heavenly Father. Order our steps that they always be in thy will, dear Heavenly Father, not in ours, but yours, that your will be done in our lives. Remember all our neighborhoods, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Father, the word that has been preached here, dear Heavenly Father. Sunday school lessons, that your brother that has wrote these lessons, dear Heavenly Father. I kind of feel that his older age and some of the things that I've read, dear Heavenly Father, your spirit has shown me that he's getting older, can't keep up the work. So we ask that you continue to bless him and use him in another mighty way, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for him and the people that we will get the lessons from, dear Heavenly Father. Let them still be enriched with that precious word, dear Heavenly Father, we may study, dear Heavenly Father. And oh, how love I dialogue. It is my meditation all the day long.
Praise God.
So, Father God, I ask that you continue to bless us here. And this congregation is small. Ask that you remember our neighboring churches, dear Heavenly Father, all over. And remember all the children here, dear Heavenly Father. They may truly take this word in these days, dear Heavenly Father, because it's not a matter of when their troubles are going to come as they continue to grow. Unless you end it all for all of us, as Lord, is that they may be ready and take heed and give their hearts to the Lord so that your hand of protection will be around them, dear Heavenly Father, and not to take this thing for a play toy, but take it seriously. And Father God, I ask that you remember Sister Regina, her household and family members. We ask that you remember Javier, dear Heavenly Father, his prayer request about his mom. And remember Gabrielle, his sister, dear Heavenly Father, and little Lily. And remember their mom and dad in a special way, my Lord, and their household. I ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Smith and her prayer request, dear Heavenly Father. And bless her going and her coming. Remember her neighborhood, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Brother Mann's, dear Heavenly Father. And the uplifted hands, dear Heavenly Father. Everybody, we all stand in need of prayer. Remember Brother Maurice, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Lillian. Ask that you remember Sister Melita, dear Heavenly Father, in a special way, Lord, as you touch her, dear Heavenly Father, when her pain comes, give her comfort in it, dear Heavenly Father, and understanding how to take care of herself, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her family members. And again, I ask that you remember Brother Byron and his gathering of his family members around a holiday, Lord. Brother Jacob and his wife, Judy and Madeline, dear Heavenly Father, they may have a nice holiday. And remember Officer Todd, dear Heavenly Father, likewise, that he'll have a nice holiday in his family. It's time to gather, dear Heavenly Father, but also to be wise and pray. Pray, my Lord, unto thee. We can't make it without you, dear Heavenly Father. So I pray, dear Heavenly Father, for mankind, especially our leaders from the governments all the way down to the townships.
Yes.
Lord, that they'll lean upon thee, their decision making. And Lord, and remember the homeless, those who don't have a resting place, a roof over their head, a place not even to wash their hands, dear Heavenly Father, or remember them. Remember our world leaders, dear Heavenly Father, that they may look to thee.
Yeah.
And Lord, that you will put this virus to stay. Lord, I heard the other day that there's one over in London that's worse than this.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, we can't make it without you.
Yeah.
So we ask that you continue to take care of us and watch over your people, dear Heavenly Father, and our loved ones, family members. Remember, dear Heavenly Father, Brother DeAndre and Sister Maria. It's good seeing them here, dear, and the children, dear Heavenly Father, and Brother Tony. Remember the prayer requests on his behalf and about his family members, dear Heavenly Father. Remember, dear Heavenly Father, the church in Zanesville. Lord, the people who have the virus down there. Some of our neighbors may have it. I seen the emergency squad outside the other day, dear Heavenly Father, and I don't know whether it's taking someone away or what they were doing, but remember our neighbors. Remember the elderly, the seniors, the widows, the widowers. These holidays have special meanings to some of us, dear Heavenly Father, of lost loved ones. I ask that you give us comfort when we need it and the understanding to move on, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you bless sister with the word today that, Lord, we may receive our portion, dear Heavenly Father, and Sister Blake by her side. Remember Sister Millicent in a special way and her body and her spirit, and Zoria, dear Heavenly Father, and the upcoming court date that she has. Lord, I already know that it's going to go good because I'm praying and laying down my bread and water on their behalf, and Lord, what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong, and this is good. She got in the house of the Lord each day, Lord, and I know things is going to be all right.
Amen.
So Father, I pray for my children,
amen,
my son William, my daughters Angela and Tina and Jaden, all of my grandchildren and my family tree. Lord, I want all of them saved to experience this wonderful salvation. Thank you, Father, for everything that you've done. Remember Sister Lillian, remember I don't want to forget anybody, dear Heavenly Father, but remember, you know the persons on my mind. Remember them. Remember Sister Holmes. I don't see her today, dear Heavenly Father, and I know she's on the radio, but remember her in a special way in her walk with thee. Remember my brother Reggie. Good seeing him here today, dear Heavenly Father, and all the saints. It's good to be in the house of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father, and I ask that you just continue to bless us. Your mercy and your grace be upon us throughout the rest of this year, dear Heavenly Father. It is your will for us to be in the land of the living, to see another day. Lord, each day we'll give you the praise and glory and honor in our life that you are so rightfully due. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen.
Amen.
That's the Lord.
Praise our God. Amen. Beautiful. Praise the Lord.
Thank God for the spirit of prayer. Amen. I am before you to lift the morning offering. This is the third Sunday of the month, and so the special offering is for a food pantry. And we may place that offering in the center plate. Our tithes and other offerings may be placed on the left, far left and far right plates. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, dear God, for providing, dear God, for every need that we could ever possibly have, dear God. Lord, for our soul, for our body, dear God, for our financial, dear God, financial situations, dear Father. Lord, when we seem to be cast down in spirit, Lord, you can supply the need that we need even for that, dear God. We can supply what we stand in need of. And so, Lord, we give you glory and we give you thanks and praise, dear Father, because, Lord, you've been faithful to us. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive these tithes and offerings, dear God, and, Lord, that you would use them to your glory and honor. Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for the way that you bless us, dear Father. And Lord, the tithes and offerings, dear Father, that are brought, Lord, you multiply them, dear God, so that they are used, dear Father, in ways, dear God, that are according to your will. And so, Father, we give you glory. And Lord, even for those who are outside the congregation, dear God, because of the holy conversation and godliness of the saints, dear God, there are those who are observing the lives of the saints, dear God, and they also are giving, dear Father. Giving to the saints, dear God, because they have confidence in the lives of the saints. And so, Lord, we give you glory, Lord. We know, Lord, that's you. And so, Father, we thank you, dear God, for that, Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, each one of us, Lord, to be examples of believers, dear God. Help us, Lord, to be that light, dear God, to some soul somewhere, dear God. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father. We know, Lord, that your word says, Lord, that when a man's ways please the Lord, they cause even his enemies to be at peace with him. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, for that, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that you keep us, dear Father, even as Brother Byron said, you keep us from danger seen and unseen, dear God. Amen. Lord, perhaps there are adversaries, dear God, out there that we don't even know about, dear God, because you put your hedge of protection around us. And so we give you glory and thanks and praise for that. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just keep us in your care, dear God, even as we honor you in giving. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give wisdom for the youth, dear Father, of every gift that is given to thee, dear Father, and for every tithe that is paid. For, Lord, we know not what to do, Lord, except you should direct us. And so, Father, we're praying, Lord, for your guides and for your direction, dear Father, in all things, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would have your way, dear Father, and bless each gift and each giver and use both to your honor and to your glory. For we ask it in the name of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and for his sake. Amen.
Amen.
Stand up for Jesus, you soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall be. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey, for to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. You that let courage rise within.
the strife will not be long. This day, the noise of battle, the next rapid song to those.
Praise our God. Praise God. Amen. Longport said, this day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. That just lets us know we're going to have to go through some things, but if we hold on and be true, amen, we can have victory. Even after the battle.
Praise our God.
Amen. And we could be a help to somebody else and say, I went through.
Amen. Praise our
God was faithful to me, and he can be faithful to you if you just hold on.
Amen.
Amen. I think of our dear brother Byron. God has taken him through. God has taken him through a battle.
Amen.
Amen. And he can bless and encourage somebody else. Amen. Amen. Thank God for the service thus far. Thank God for prayer. Thank God for songs of praise. We know that we're not finished. It's not complete without the Word of God. Everything begins at the Word of God. Amen. We can pray in faith because the Word of God says that we can, and we believe the Word. Amen. We sing praises to God